This is Jeff Moon.
The trouble, however, with Antoinette from Alexander's viewpoint was that she was more romantic than that. It was all right for her to be a trusting little dear and allow him the occasional kiss or hug, but no adorer likes to be told that he doesn't come up to the lady's ideal, and that was what Antoinette had plainly given Alexander to understand in those moments when, spurred on by the kiss or the hug, he had sought to make her more truly his only and own. He has a kind of a naked face, in which you see the brain always working, with an almost painful simplicity, just saved from being painful by a humorous sense of external things, which becomes also a kind of intellectual criticism. He is a fatalist, and he studies the workings of fate and the chief vivifying and disturbing influence of life, women. They had almost finished with the loading. Outside stood the Optus, his arms folded, his face sunk in gloom. Captain Franco walked leisurely down the gangplank, grinning. "What's the matter?" he said. "You're getting paid for all this." The Optus said nothing. He turned away, collecting his robes. The captain put his boot on the hem of the robe. "Just a minute. Don't go off. I'm not finished."
"Oh?"
The Optus turned with dignity.
"I am going back to the village."
He looked toward the animals and birds being driven up the gangplank into the spaceship.
"I must organize new hunts."
Franco lit a cigarette. "Why not? You people can go out into the veldt and track it all down again. But when we run out halfway between Mars and Earth..." The Optus went off, wordless.